Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Sure as God made green apples, someday the Chicago Cubs are going to be in the World Series, and maybe sooner than we think.
Baseball time is here again. You can catch it all on WGN.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. The Cubs are on their way to the World Series, and for nearly 40 years, Harry Carey's Italian Steakhouse has become an important part of the Chicago cultural landscape, a restaurant that is a tribute to sports broadcaster and Radio Hall of Famer Harry Carey, who famously called the games for the Cardinals for 25 years, but is best known in Chicago for calling games for the Chicago White Sox for 11 years and 16 with the Chicago Cubs. Now, Grant DePorter, who's the CEO of the Harry Carey's Restaurant Group, co-authored the 2008 book, Hoodoo, Unraveling the 100-Year Mystery of the Chicago Cubs, has discovered a remarkable list of 108 appearances that all point to the Cubs' 108-year-long World Series drought ending this year. And joining us in studio tonight is Grant DePorter. Good evening, Grant.
Hey, David.
Very cool. You are Cubs the Cubs numerologist, they called you today. That's quite an honor. Look at that.
Yeah, someone called me that. Someone called me the prophet of 108.
The prophet of 108. How did you start discovering this 108 was the magic number 10 years ago?
Well, okay, so 2003, the Cubs were five outs away from going to the World Series, and then we had that infamous play. I ended up buying the foul ball that for $114,000 and blew it up. But what I had done at the ceremony is I invited Red Sox fans and White Sox fans to be part of it because they had long droughts too, and I said, hey, I'm going to wipe out your curses, your droughts as well. And what happened? The Red Sox won the World Series that year, and they won their final eight games in a row. Then the White Sox win the next year, win their final eight games in a row. That's never happened in baseball before or since. And I kept on seeing this number eight popping up. You know, even when that foul ball moment happened, that was in the eighth inning, and the eight runs happened. So I started looking at eights and eights. And then 2007, I started writing a book called Hoodoo, which I published in 2008. It was called Hoodoo, Unraveling the 100-Year Mystery of the Chicago Cubs. And what I did was I have, like, the largest newspaper collection in the city of Chicago going back through the 1800s. And I focused on the year 1908, the Cubs, the last time they had won the World Series. And I read five different daily publications day by day to kind of see what the mystery was. It kind of predicted what happened last year, because what I discovered was Charles Murphy kind of put a curse on the Cubs back then. It was, you know, called the Curse of Murphy's Law. I mean, everything that happened to Murphy was involved. The GOAT was Murphy, Jack Murphy Stadium. So last year was Daniel Murphy. But also in the book and all these things, the number eight started popping up, and eight was showing that they're going to win. There was even an illustration of Cub fans from 1908 that said they could see the Cubs' future in the stars. And they posted this illustration. It had the sun, the moon, the earth, some baseball stitches on the earth, and the star Arcturus. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? And I started looking at it, and the sun is 108 times bigger than the earth, and the distance between the sun and the earth is 108 times the diameter of the sun. The distance between the moon and the earth is 108 times the diameter of the moon. The first manned spaceflight around the Earth was 108 minutes long. And baseball stitches, there's 108 stitches in a baseball. The star Arcturus, I was like, what does that mean? And the star Arcturus in Greek means the bear watcher. It's watching the Great Bear constellation. The center of that constellation is galaxy M108. So that's what I'm starting to look at. It's like, okay, this is getting a little
weird.
You're
building something, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and then that led to Stonehenge. I'm looking at Stonehenge. That's 108 feet across in diameter. And I was like, I wonder if Wrigley Field is similar to Stonehenge. And I looked at it, and the distance between a home plate and left field and right field foul poles is 108 meters. So and it gets weirder. It's like all of a sudden the plan developments, there's like 1,336 plan developments in the city of Chicago, large scale developments, each with their own unique number. Number 108 belongs to Wrigley Field.
When it was being zoned and built and everything.
Yeah.
A.J. Spaulding, Chicago Cubs first manager. Office was on 108 West Madison. I mean, I love this. You've dug up everything that has to do with this. You were talking to me just before we got started about some more recent ones that just happened with the 108s.
Well, okay. So I came out with this in September, late September, and then you went to game one of the NLDS. The score is 0-0, and the 108th pitch is coming up. You know, Cueto is about to pitch to Baez. And I told everyone in my section that Baez is going to hit a home run on pitch number 108. I actually videotaped the moment. I said, okay, he's going to hit a home run right now, and boom, he hits it out of the park, and I'm screaming. I called that 108. Most recently, Lester, you know, he was winning pitcher, and he pitched exactly 108 pitches.
Amazing.
And the two games we won in, L.A., the first game we scored 10 runs. The second game we score 8 runs, 108. You know, it's like everywhere you look, there's a 108.
It gives me chills every time I read one of these stats. But like the Cubs honor the military every game. The Chicago Brigade of the U.S. Army National Guard is one the 108th. Hall of Fame Chicago Cub Ryan Sandberg's 2004 Fleer Greats trading card is 108. The Ricketts made their fortune with Omaha-based TD Ameritrade. Its corporate headquarters are located on 108th Avenue. Cubs games are broadcast and are transmitted from the top of the Willis Tower, which is 108 stories tall. And I love this. This is my favorite. The last two Cubs to be inducted in the Hall of Fame, Santo number 10, Dawson number 8, 108. Boom.
Yeah, it really is everywhere.
It is very eerie.
And last year, a lot of people thought the movie Back to the Future 2 was calling, you know, that year, because Marty McFly goes from the year 1985 to 2015, and the Cubs win the World Series. But what the prophecy was, it still might be correct, because the movie is 108 minutes long, along with the biggest movie I've ever seen focused on the Cubs World Series. It's called Taking Care of Business, with starring Jim Belushi, and Mark Grace is in it. Because Jim Belushi escapes from prison to go to the Cubs World Series game. The Cubs win the World Series. That movie is also 108 minutes long. So it's kind of like everywhere you look, the number 108 is there.
You also mentioned just a ton of notable dates that are part of this. So you've been able to put things together from a date perspective. One thing that you just talked about is the time, and just from a numbers perspective, the time of which most of these games have started is at 7:08.
Right, which means in military time, 1908. But the dates, you know, October 8th, 10/8.
Date, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, go back all the way in history. The Chicago Fire started in 10/8. That was not good for the Cubs. I mean, it burnt down their park.
Yeah, they were out for a couple of years.
Uniforms, everything, yeah. They didn't play for 2 years. Then 10/8, their first, for the historians, they might not know, in 1908, there was an infamous play with the Giants, and this guy Merkel forgot to touch second base, and so they called it a tie and had to redo the game. And that game would decide who goes to the World Series. It's called the Merkel game, and the Cubs won that one, and it was on 10/8. And then the Cubs' first World Series game ever at Wrigley Field.
1929 was 10-8.
10-8.
Yeah. Because people don't realize, even though we were in the World Series back in the early 1900s, we weren't playing at Wrigley Field.
Yes, Wrigley wasn't big enough, so they played at Comiskey back then.
Yeah.
Then our last World Series game that we ever won was at 10-8, 1944.
Yeah, 1945. Yeah. Look at that. Harry's watching from above, I believe that, in my heart. And he said again in one of his final broadcasts that we would be making it to the World Series. He said, you know.
Yeah, I just watched that. Yeah. As sure as God made green apples, someday the Cubs will go to the World Series, and it will be sooner than you think.
Yeah. And you got to know him very well over the years when you opened up the restaurant, even before that.
Yeah, well, Harry was just what you saw on TV. He loved baseball and he loved people, and that he just loved being in the restaurant business. And
he loved being at the restaurant behind the bar and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, he wanted the seat closest to the table so he can be with the fans.
And your new, and I love this too. And if you don't know about this, folks, you got to visit their Water Tower location. Features the Chicago Sports Museum.
Right, and we have a whole section dedicated to sports curses and superstitions.
I love that.
On the radio on the BBC in Derby County, England, because they had a curse put on by a gypsy on their football team.
Wow. 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 You got to add that in, obviously. Yeah. I got that. And for more information, man, I got to tell you about Harry's and the Sports Museum and more on this 108. He's got a section dedicated to that. You can visit harrycarries.com 108. I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Grant.
I can't imagine it not being. I mean, honestly, yeah. When Lester was won the game, but he pitched exactly 108 pitches. I actually wrote that on my Facebook well in advance of pitch 108.
Wow.
I said, I said the score, and I said he finished on pitch 108, and I typed it probably when he was at 90 pitches.
Wow. Let's go.
It just feels like it.
Yeah, it does. It does feel like it. Let's go Cubs, man.
Let's go Cubs.
Thanks for hanging out, Grant.
Thanks.
All right, it's 720 WGN.